Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we're talking about Tokyo Ravens, which was my choice this week, as I say, confused.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it was yours.
I'm pretty sure it was mine.
Pretty sure. Although, given the quality, I'm going to guess it was mine.
But. No. I'm like positive it was mine. All right, so it aired October 2013, ran all the way through March 2014. It was 24 episodes long. The producer was for Universal Entertainment, Movic, Genion, Tokyo MX. A studio for it was 8-Bit. Source is a light novel. And genres are action, comedy, supernatural, magic, romance, and school. For me, I really didn't get
romance.
I could kind of understand romance. Can't really.
Where?
With the love relationship between the family and the branch family.
Okay.
And for me, it wasn't so much comedy. I'm going to be honest, man. For me, it wasn't so much comedy.
Okay. For me, it was. I found a few gems. I can't bring them up right now, but I do remember laughing my butt off because there was a few one-liners that just fit so perfectly as an opposite of what was actually going on. Like, it was super serious, super just straight, like, you're going to die. And then someone cracks a joke and I'm like, oh my God, they're such idiots. I can't help but laugh. Or they'll say some stupid crap that you just like, they had some SNL writers on here. That's the only explanation.
Sure. We'll go with that. All right. I'll allow that. But for me, not so much.
Good.
But right. I'm going to be totally honest. I thought I was going to be done watching it by like Friday night. And I was like, okay. And then I realized it wasn't 13 episodes long.
No wonder you were okay not recording.
Oh no, oh, I was totally, Lord. No, I was done. I watched everything by Saturday night. So I was good. All right.
Yeah.
I kind of figured you weren't. Hey, at least you watched it.
This is true. I have successfully finished a 24 episode show this go around.
Last one wasn't even 24 though. The one that you didn't finish watching, it was only 13.
You know.
And what's great is you gave me...
It was a rough 13.
Look. In the pre-show, you even gave me crap. It's like, oh, it sounds like you need... you can watch longer episodes. You can't even finish a 13 episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to eat crow on that one.
Yes. Which, it may be pretty good. I mean, all right, so...
No.
In this case, like you may failure. Have to eat some raven. I'm just saying, this time you may have to eat some raven.
Hey, just curious, do you know what the definition term, the definition difference between a crow and a raven is?
I can tell you that they don't look alike, even though a lot of people like to confuse them. And ravens tend to be a lot more intelligent than crows.
Okay. But the definition term, a crow, a blackbird, raven, a big blackbird. There's no dictionary difference between the two.
Yeah.
And I bring that up. Because I worked at a landfill once upon a time in a land far away from where I'm currently at. And we had these mutant crows that I swear turned into ravens because the intelligence was way better than a regular crow. They got real pissed and they recognized people, which is typically raven behavior.
Right.
So that's where that little tidbit of information came from. I just thought that ravens were big crows.
Anyway, regardless of the point, regardless of of where that was going to go, and if you've been listening to the pre-show, you know that can go on a pretty weird tangent.
Oh God, yeah, yeah.
I really for this show, it kind of like spelled it out for me like right at the very beginning, like who, like our main character Harutora and Natsume, and then you have Toji, for the main three, the primary three, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were first introduced to Haratora, I was like, Dollars to Donuts, he's going to be like a pinnacle character or something like that, how it's going to end up being. Like, they're going to try and make it like come out of nowhere. I had this feeling in my bones. And as I was watching it, and they were trying to go after Natsume, and she was pretending to have to be a man and everything like that to try and throw everyone off because she's supposed to be the reincarnation of Yakuo or whatever his name was. Immediately when I saw that coming together in like episode 3, I think it was, I was like, yep, Dollars to Donuts says that it's not actually her and that it's actually him and that they're trying to throw it off and it's going to end up being he wanders away into the distance and never sees her again or some crap like that or whatever. And I was right. I was disappointed and I was right. I was disappointed and right. I was right and sad at the same time. I was so sad.
So you've got a lot more, experience in pointing in figuring this stuff out, because it took me till episode like 8 or 9 to figure that out. I didn't envision him disappearing, but I was like, okay, so he's the familiar, he's the ogre, flat out, he's the ogre. Oh, his friend is an ogre, that's fine, he's gonna somehow assimilate his power, which technically he kind of does,
you know, a little bit.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's just step one and step two, he's going to assume all of that power, he's gonna eat him, he's gonna end up just being a black hole of power. Because the way I interpreted it, when his cousin, and I'm gonna put this in the delicate terms I can, the incestuous relationship that he has with his cousin, when she cut her lip and licked his cheek in the form of a star, to me that wasn't taking a curse off so much as it was creating a black hole of energy that he was going to absorb. And so that's where I went with it, because I thought that star was basically a catalyst that took in the powers around him to give him power, to allow him to manipulate his stuff. And I was wrong.
What's weird is they decided to take the different approach and they decided to kneecap him right out the gate so he can't grow up to be who he's inevitably going. See, this is one of the things, one of the problems that I have with shows like these. All right. This is one of the problems. It's like, I see in the stars that this is going to happen. This will inevitably happen, but I'm going to try and prevent it from happening. And by me trying to prevent it from happening, it'll still end up happening. So why not put it on the... on the fast track and just make it happen already, so that way I don't have to deal with all the consequences and crap that's going to end up happening, so that way my home doesn't burn down and the world doesn't end or anything else.
Seriously. So, or at least don't So the way I understood this, I'm just throwing this out there, dude was the reincarnation of some great ancestor who essentially had the power and created the ability to resurrect people, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of.
Why don't, if he decided to resurrect himself or become reborn into another child, another person, with all of his memories, all of his personality, why would you want a chance screwing up that and just create a blank child? If this child is to be the one, great. Don't give that kid a personality to conflict with the guy coming back, because now you're going to have a crazy person with all the powers that you don't have and you don't even understand. And if the dude was already uber powerful, congratulations, he's going to be stupid powerful again, but crazy, because he's got two personalities trying to merge into one. Thankfully, in this particular instance, probably due to writing and plot armor, weird how that happens.
Oh, wait.
Everything seemed to mesh perfectly.
Not plot armor, sir. Thanks to
plot order.
Plot order or plot familiars.
Plot familiars. Yeah.
Look.
God. And such crap. Just crap.
It was, look, I understand like what they were going for, which is honestly a lie, because I don't understand what they were going for.
I was gonna say, what were they going for? Please enlighten me. The more we talk about it, the less sure I am.
Look, so I have like one of the questions that I have, the familiar Haratora.
It became a con, yeah. Uh-huh.
It was a con. So my question is, they have, or she had the her powers own restricted and everything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she, towards the end, said, this is a great time for me to actually release the seal so I can get stronger all the way. Yep. Let mm-hmm. me do that right now. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, day one, when all this crap was going on, when it could have been useful beforehand, doing that, chose not to. Why? I don't know.
I have a feeling that her power and memory was also sealed because as a little Lolita child thing, she was very innocent, very absent-minded, and very low discipline. So I think she was mirroring her host, for lack of a better word.
Okay, sure.
And so when she released all that stuff, she couldn't release it before. She couldn't release her seal before because her master was still sealed. Once he became unsealed and able to accept the power, the ability, the reincarnation, whatever you want to put it, she was able to unseal her seal and release his memories.
Right.
So maybe if she was to do that beforehand, it would just screw his head up, which just goes back to your case. Like, they should have just been like, yo, bro, you're going to be super strong. Let's help. Be on our side. And then beyond that, even explain this to me. Why did the dragon listen to the branch family when it was the main family's familiar?
Because it was given to her.
Okay. Explain this to me then. She says, I don't have complete control over it. It's very hard to control. It doesn't listen to me that often. Followed by it listening every single time.
Plot order. Or in this specific case, plot familiar.
God. And they said order so many times.
Well, unless you were one of the high ranking, high magic people that can do some awesome magical stuff without having to say order. They just do it just because. What I don't understand, is you have Harutora, right?
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, no training, no nothing, haven't had his magic most of the time and everything like that. And he goes, hey, you know what, bro? I saw you do this thing one time. And even though I'm really bad at magic in general right now, I'm going to go ahead and try and do that too. And he tried. It's like, what? And then he somehow magically, for whatever reason, while still having the seal on him, mm-hmm. having his powers mainly restricted, is mm-hmm. able to do some next level insane magic and stunts. Just like basically walk and start slapping around everyone as he's doing it. It's like, what?
I have an answer for that.
If you so say do you remember plot when order?
He first attempted it? No. It goes back to my original theory. It gives credit to my original theory. Okay. That would have been so much better than all the rest of the crap they're doing.
Okay. All right.
So, do you remember when I said his little star was a black hole, right?
Right.
So, he and his familiar are fighting together. He attempts this little hand gesture thing that, frankly, looks really painful. Just straight up. The hand gestures they're doing, just, I don't know how to even, I'm trying right now, and it's a mess. It looks like Cat's Cradle.
Look, no pun intended. Practice makes perfect, sir. Practice makes perfect. All right.
When did Unless he practice?
You're him. Hey, look, when you're the reincarnation.
I made a good point.
Someone who's genuinely awesome, you don't need to practice. You just know how to do
while they're running
around and doing everything like that, while they're about 20 yards away, you got that eyesight,
hear me out.
And you're able to see it and replicate it.
Hear me out. So do you remember I was saying it failed, right? It failed the first time. They're like, you don't have enough power. Well, he gets attacked by a wood spirit. He calls his familiar over, joining powers with her, or siphoning power from her, if you will. He's able to convert that wood spirit, purify it somehow, and take the power in for himself. Now, what I thought was really cool, that I really enjoyed, that was smart, next level one might add, is the rock, paper, scissors algorithm they had that was five deep. Water beats fire, fire beats metal, metal beats wood, wood beats water, water beats fire. So that, I think, is the circle it came in. So one element was always going to be stronger than another or weaker than another and neutral against the other two. So using that mentality, he was able, because he saw that the talisman for this particular enemy was a sword, a metal sword, he took a wood element, turned it into a fire element, so the fire would beat the metal.
Okay.
Using the power from somebody else, siphoning it from someone else, converting it from yet another being, hence the black hole absorbing all of it and using it for himself kind of thing. That's where, again, I thought it was going.
Right, but it also makes sense that that doesn't make it a black hole, but so much it allows his power to actually seep out through there. So like a little hole
is cut
in the, you know, I mean, basically what I want to know is when, why he never washed that cheek.
It wasn't something he could get rid of.
Yeah,
you actually see him washing his face.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is he obviously went around it because he doesn't want to wash off the love blood that he got from Natsume.
Well, no, see, I think
I have a solution for this too. I know the like the reasoning behind it is because it's magical and part of the spell and part of the magic is that it's stuck on his face and he can't just like randomly wipe it off. Just like, oops, I'm sorry. I need you to do your little blood tongue thing on me again. But
God, seriously though.
Like, no, so, which I found a little weird. A lot weird. All right. Look.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Give me a kiss.
No. Hang on. It wasn't like that. What it was let me ceremoniously pull out this dagger. All right. Cut my lip with it. All right. And then rub it on my bottom lip and then put it on my tongue and tongue a blood star onto your cheek.
Perfect blood star.
Yes. Yes. Like tip with a string of blood laying down along the cheek. It was, I get why they did that, but did it really have to be with your tongue and did it have to be on the cheek to make him look like some emo character that was permanently crying over everything? Oh, God. The world is so harsh on me.
So I have a question. How come his own tear activated that blood thing? Because that's when he kind of went overpowered for half a second.
Because the emotional power that he had welling up inside him that had slowly been seeping out from the crack in the seal that was already there to help quell his power was welling up in his tears and it helped activate that blood star that was on his cheek to help give him even more power because
rehydrate the blood.
I don't know, man. I mean,
so I got a question for you that I'd like your honest opinion on.
Okay.
What was your most disappointing, I'm going to say revelation or realization in this anime?
That it wasn't 13 episodes. That wasn't 13 episodes. legitimately, that was my most disappointing thing. I told my wife, I said, like, look, I will finish this tonight. I told her Thursday. I was like, look, I will finish this tonight. I only have 3 episodes left. Go to it. 24. Oh, God. I'm not going to finish this tonight. This is not going to be finished tonight.
Oh, God.
I spent most of my Saturday watching it just to make sure I get done in time. That was my most disappointing revelation over the series that it wasn't 13 episodes. It was 24.
Well, my most disappointing revelation isn't so self-centered, sir. My most disappointing was the fact that there was no true character development. In episode 1, you've got a whiny main protagonist who, by episode 4, loses the love that he never knew of his life, only to realize the chick was never real. And then he takes the next 20 episodes to figure out that it was his cousin. 20 episodes to find out the chick who died. Oh, yeah,
okay. Was his cousin. I gotcha.
And he was obsessed with reviving. No. He was obsessed with reviving the chick who was a familiar. And then he became obsessed with reviving his cousin. There was zero character development. You think that he's making leaps and strides and he sounds so noble. Don't kill yourself for someone else. You can honor them best by living. When he's in that situation, he's a crybaby. I gotta sacrifice myself to bring her back. Like, bro.
So
I didn't just spend 20 episodes watching you grow. I didn't just spend 20 episodes watching you mature to have all of this just revert back to no progress made.
So what you're saying is You were disappointed when you found out it wasn't 14 episodes or 13 episodes that it's 24 episodes long. Nah.
Essentially.
Okay.
I was disappointed to find I watched 20 episodes and only six mattered.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. I understand that. I understand that completely.
Holistically?
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord. I still think the most badass guy on there was the dude with one leg. Just straight up. There were stronger people. There was much stronger people.
Yeah.
Jin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that, actually. I agree with that completely. He was one of my favorite characters. Although, hang on. May I say that when he did the curse against Duman, who then obviously you knew he was still alive after that. You're placing a curse on me. Not even I can break this curse. It's a curse that you have for life or some kind of crap like that. And it ends up getting reflected back onto him. And the curse isn't for life. In fact, it's healing and everything's A-okay. The only thing that's bad is that he no longer has his light gray hair. It's now whitish gray hair.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to know the
character to protagonist.
Yeah, basically. I want to know like he got his leg. He lost his leg. Jin lost his leg fighting Doman once before. And then he wins against Doman, who you then find out comes back as a kid because there's certain qualifications for him to continue living on in the spirit or whatever, blah, 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 whatever. All right. Point is, dude will never die. And he is stupid powerful. Immortal. He's basically what Yakumoto or whatever the hell Harutora's reincarnated ancestor is, what he strives to be. I mean, like, quite literally, he could have been doing that. He's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to do some screwed up shit anyways and take over body anyways. So why not just take over other bodies that don't matter, that I don't care about, not have it be a part of my family?
That's fair.
I mean, he's doing some next level messed up stuff anyways.
You're right.
So why not just do this? So hang on. All right. So one more thing really quick. Okay. Because
all right.
I hate this show. Anyways. I don't want to talk about it forever. All right. Hang on. Why the hell did they try and sexualize Suzuka like right at the very beginning?
Oh, you mean the little chick who like tried to suck off a banana?
And a lollipop.
Dear Lord. Yeah. I don't know what. Yeah.
I mean, you know, hang on one second. Wait one second. Well, I thought maybe I could find out how old she actually was. I was like hoping there would be like some silver lining and that they just decided to place her at the.
No. Great, as a freshman? No.
Yeah, as a freshman, as part of her punishment for licking a lollipop and trying to resurrect her brother and end the world and things like that. But no. Okay. They don't go into details about that. So they choose to leave it creepy.
Extremely.
Besides creepy chick. All right.
Okay.
What was, there was a Kaku, whatever the hell her name was.
All right.
The one family, right? Right. You know who I'm talking about, right?
I'm sure.
All right. So towards the end, they decided to go a little psychological mysticism route with her. Why in the world would you, the reason why I say that is because they're like, oh, she can read the stars. It's not that she can read the stars. She has an outer body experience that sees multiple realities and Earths.
That chick died. That's what happened. That chick died.
She didn't die. They said that she was very much alive. Right?
Oh, I know. She came back to her own body. But like the shock of something just made her die, which is why she could see the multiple universes, and which is why she was like, I see the stars of so-and-so, and we need to bring her back. And the laws of man is why it's forbidden to bring back people, but the person you desire to bring back is waiting for you to pick her up and bring her back, even though she's got no body to come back to.
Let me clarify something here. The laws of man in this world don't apply to all the other worlds. So she's basically saying, look, even though you're in this world and the laws of man in this world apply to you, you could just say, hey, man, I don't buy by your world's laws and realities.
Right? No, I didn't
go with that one over there.
That's cherry picking. That's when a police officer pulls you over And he's like, do you know you were speeding? No, sir. I was traveling in my own universe. It's not illegal to travel in my own universe. And then the cop goes, yeah, well, it's illegal to cause other people to have a wreck and you're missing your back tire because you ran into another car. So traveling must not be for you.
But traveling is for me, sir. You can't deny me of my right to travel through other universes and and to other Earths. So that's the way I may contradict myself and bring back to life my own cousin. Are you denying me that right?
I'm going to bring Deadpool into this and he'll explain the whole thing.
Look.
After he murks everyone.
What's great is Suzuka, the creepy teenage child. Her dad obviously is alive still, but as a familiar spirit type thing now, along with someone else that supposedly died. He's now no longer alive. He's more of a spirit familiar.
Never understood that, but yeah.
But they still remember everything?
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's the weirdest thing. It's not reincarnation. It's something.
Something else entirely.
It's not it's the weirdest thing. It's not reincarnation because they're not alive. They're like assumed familiars.
Okay.
It's the weirdest thing. No, they got to keep their memory, but they're not alive. They're stronger, but they're not alive. They're younger, but they're not alive. Like the way that they throw around familiars willy-nilly, like why didn't they just why didn't they make a familiar of the guy they're trying to resurrect? Seems to me like that'd be a good idea.
I mean,
and then at the very end they're like, "By the way, you know everything we've been doing up until now where you have to sacrifice a life for a life, equal exchange, if you will." I don't know where I've heard that before, but everyone's like, we have to sacrifice something in order to gain something. And dude shows up with the Philosopher's Stone's like, nah, man, we're good. No need to sacrifice anything. I got this.
Yeah. Well, back to what I was going to say about a nasty teenage girl's dad. All right. Is that he says, no, she tried bringing him back, her little brother who died or older brother who died or whatever. Anyways, tried bringing him back. One of the ways that you could bring a person back. There are multiple ways you can actually bring a person back to life. She just did it the wrong way. The one that has the dude, just a random demon soul or whatever, get into the body and then choke out that person. That makes total sense to me. So,
what happens to try again? If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Magic?
No one ever taught this chick that. She fails once and she's like, I'm never going to be able to ever survive this. Woo is me.
Yeah. All right. The only thing is a plot order, sir. Plot.
Which
order.
Is a thing that should never exist. Just but it flat does out. For this. It should not exist.
All right. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Given the fact, and obviously we can continue on for this for quite a while. Pointing out all the plot holes, plot orders, plot familiars that are everywhere. I do have one thing I want to say, though, really quick before we get into the rating.
Okay.
Why did the Raven's coat, whatever, which is the thing that Haruhara's father ultimately gives them anyways, which is what they were after. So he decided to put up a fight to just hand it over to them anyways, so that way they can revive. Anyways.
Talk to me.
Why is it when he was being killed by the Raven's coat, it looked like a badass suit of armor, but when it was totally tamed, it just looked like a normal coat. Well, normal-ish coat compared to what he was wearing before.
Yeah, right. I have a theory on that, if you're willing.
Take me down this road, sir. Guide me to the plot order that it is.
Okay, picture this. The previous owner had the coat on, essentially, the Raven's armor, let's call it. Mm-hmm. And this Raven armor was meant to protect. He pushed his power to the limit, and the Raven suit did likewise, becoming that of a battle mage. Unfortunately, he died while in the battle mage form, so the clothing came off as if it were dirty from a battle mage thing.
Man.
When it got put on this new... No, hear me. When it got put on its new owner, it maintained that visage because it was still in fight or flight mode. It kept attacking everybody. Once his new owner received the power-up needed to release the seal, it assumed the new form that the owner desired because it's originally a familiar. I imagine the familiar is a shape-shifting one. I need a jacket that can let me fly. All right, cool. I need armor that can defend me even if I'm passed out. Even better.
We'll go with that.
What do you think?
Why not? That's better than what? That's better than it just doing it just because. All right. So, battle mage plot armor aside.
Order, I say.
Order. On a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
10, of course. No. All right. So let's go over just a real quick positive versus negative. Positive. Animation style was nostalgic for me. Reminded me of the early 2000s. I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. Voice actors. There was two voice actors in particular I thought were really good. Three that absolutely sucked. And you're like, wow, way to phone that in. Probably did it on a phone. Shit. So I'd say middle of the ground for that. Story could be better.
So it made me laugh. Is that you're going to give this a perfect 10. You loved it so much.
I'm going to give it a higher score than you do, and I'm going to give it a 6.
Oh, yeah.
A lot all higher, right. I'm guessing.
I'm going with a 2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm going with a 2.
Considerably worse than what I imagined. And your reasoning, sir, other than the fact that it was 24 episodes long?
It was 24 episodes long. It was very predictable. The animation was it was all right. The creepy teenage girl could have been done without. The hypocrisy of it could have been done without. The plot orders, familiars in plot battle mage armor could have been done without. So I'm just, it pained me just to get through it. And it pained me even more when I found out that it was 24 episodes long. And it pained me even more when I had to sit through 13 episodes in one sitting. So.
Yeah. So, 13 episodes in one sitting is kind of rough. I agree.
Especially for this. So.
Yeah.
I'm going with the 2. All right. So, next week is your choice.
Yes, it is. Now, have you heard, this is a show that probably got a second season, I hope. Terraformers. Have you heard of it?
Terraformars? Yes. Yeah, I've heard of it. I know of it. I have not seen it, but... Okay.
I'm going to start on the fact that it is graphic, to say the very least. I started watching it. Didn't really finish it. It seems like it is right up our alley as far as a palate cleanser.
Okay.
This crap.
All right. So it is 13 episodes long, and the genres are action, sci-fi, space, horror, drama, and setting.
I figured betrayal would be part of it. Betrayal and cunning.
Well, I would assume that'd be part of drama, because it's very dramatic when that happens.
Okay, that makes sense.
Just throwing that out there.
That makes sense.
Don't mind me. All right.
Now,
well,
since it's happening on Mars... Since it's happening on Mars, do you think this is a forerunner of what will happen when Elon Musk throws us on Mars?
No. No, I do not.
I hope not.
I do not.
Alrighty.
All right. So that's all the time we have for today. If you enjoyed this week's choice, if you see next week's choice, any other choices, want to reach out to us, give us a little bit of feedback, you can reach out to us at featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com. At Those Anime Guys on Twitter, Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook, or you can join us in the Discord. The link for that's going to be in the show notes. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, it'll be in the description for you. We also have a Patreon account. Feel free to join us in there. You'll be a part of the before show. We usually hang out, talk about anything and everything. And this this week we're actually talking about our animals and how much I wish I could take a vacation, but I seem to never be able to, as well as Rick talking about his, experience with my cat scaring him half to death in the middle of the night.
God. Half to death isn't even an exaggeration. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to be poltergeisted, sucked into the TV, something.
Of course.
And I did the adult thing. I ignored it and turned over and went back to sleep.
Exactly. And you can find our Patreon, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. Until next time. I'm Jack.
And I'm Rick. And with any luck, Jack will be my familiar next time. See you later.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.